This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
As we discussed yesterday, that one of the criteria, an important criterion for a person's fast to be accepted, is the niyyah. It is intention. And the intention is that the fast should only be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no one else. So if a non-Muslim, if an unbeliever who does not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where is the question of him doing the niyyah, doing the intention of fasting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So that is the reason it is not required for unbeliever to fast. If he fasts without the intention, it will just be like anything else. It will not be an act of worship. It will not be a fast as is considered in Islam. So therefore, the niyyah, the intention is very important. So for unbeliever, any act of worship, until he has faith, until he believes that there is only one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unless he says the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, that there is no God but Allah, and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the messenger of Allah, all acts of worship, they are useless for the hereafter.